Thank you, Lord. I love this time of year and this reminder to give God all of our thanks for everything he's doing in our lives. This next service we have on Wednesday is our Singspiration, which is a chance for some of us who, like me, who often it seems like struggle finding the right words to say, to be able to express God with the music that he puts in us. And it's one of my favorite services. I just wanted to thank God that he gives us all the different ways to know and the ability to really feel what's in our heart, even if sometimes our words fail us and our tongue stumbles up a little bit. I also wanted to remind everybody that is planning to do a song during Singspiration that we have a sign up for sound checks on the door. So please put your name down on a slot. If it starts at 5 o'clock, I think we have enough slots open. But if we need to go earlier than that, we'll just do that and make it work. So. Sing song number 69. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, my God, my Lord. I love and I praise you. I thank you for this life that you've given me, my God, for this family you've drawn me to, and for every opportunity we have to gather together and to be with you. I love and I praise you, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, my God. Praise God. Can we have the choir come up now, please?
He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. Well, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. He's the joy of my salvation, yes he is. Well, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. There forevermore, I'm in His care. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Praise you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. So wonderful to get to have our choir singing again and to feel that power. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Glory, Lord Jesus. I love and I praise you, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. Jocelyn, did you want to testify? I too am super thankful for the sunshine, although at this exact moment, it's a little intense. Wanted to sing a songbook song tonight. This one, it's Only in Sing Unto the Lord, Heaven's Jubilee, song number 86 in Sing Unto the Lord. And it's in D. Thanks.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee up yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the saints in death, rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly up to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join this song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I love you. I praise you. I thank you for that day that we'll have, that day of worship with you, with all the brothers and sisters who've gone before us, all raising your name in praise. I love and I thank you, my God. Thank you for that promise. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. We've got one last song tonight. If you're in Sunday school, you can be excused now. I'm going to sing song number 202. Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you I'm thankful for all that you have done. For the stars in the moonlight and for the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home to be with you. Just want to tell you I'm thankful, that's all. Just want to tell you I'm thankful for all that you have done. For the stars in the moonlight and for the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home to be with you. Just wanna tell you I'm thankful, that's all. Just wanna tell you I'm thankful for all that you have done. For the stars in the moonlight and for the setting sun. And when my work on earth is through, I'm coming home to be with you. Just wanna tell you I'm thankful, that's all.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, my God.
I am so thankful, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Praise God. Will you all please stand while Paul comes up and brings us the word of God?
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. You happy to be here tonight? I get excited every time it's time to go to church. Been that way for 43 years. I just had a spiritual birthday, 43 years. I want to thank God for 43 of the best years that a person could ever have. I do love him tonight with all my heart. And so glad that he made a way for us to be here, and my wife to be back in church. She's been pretty sick for a while, so. God sees it all, and when it's time to lift things, he lifts it. When it's time to go through things, we go through them. Amen. I want to welcome our online folks and our visitors here tonight to the Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ here in Soldotna, Alaska. It's a little chilly out there today, but it's a beautiful day. Nothing like Alaska in the wintertime. It's got its own beauty. Well, it's got its beauty in the summertime. This is an amazing part of the world. It really is. I'm very thankful that God brought me here to learn about him and receive his Holy Spirit and live a life that's pleasing to him. Not only that, to give you the power to live that life with the infilling of his Holy Ghost. And I'm very thankful tonight. I want to thank everybody for that beautiful Thanksgiving dinner we had as a church body last Saturday or Sunday. I thank everybody for all your hard work, everybody from the setup to the takedown to the washing the dishes to cooking. Just, it was a beautiful time. It really was a fellowship, and just watching God's people operate, I guess you'd say. It just blesses my soul to see everybody working together and just one mind and accord and get a job done. I was just thinking about this building the other day. It's our building. This is our building. Just how much work it took to put this thing up, is skinning the logs, to stacking them, to pounding every nail that's in here, to keep it up after we've got it. I mean, this place is a blessing from God. I mean, an awesome blessing from God. And it's paid for. It's ours. So, I mean, God's been good. He has been extremely good to us. And I want to thank him again tonight for that. I never want to forget what he's done for us. We got a few notes here. I'm trying to separate them out here for a second. Yeah, I was just thinking about how excited I am every time I come to church. After 43 years, I'm still excited to come to church. Amen. And one thing about it, you never know what God's got in mind for you. I mean, you never know what kind of a blessing he's going to pour out. It's never exactly the same. And I always leave here, no matter if I come to church, if I'm not feeling well. If I can make it here, I always leave here fulfilled and just, I can't even think of the word. Joy, just glad to be around God's people. Just the whole picture that is when you're in church and you're side by side with a brother and sister and you're worshiping God and you're listening to the word together and you're applying it to your life together. And we're a family. I mean, and that's what church is. It's a family, and that's what service is. It's a family joining together to love and worship God and learn more about him. And If you leave this place anytime and your cup's not full, you haven't stayed at the dinner table long enough. That dinner table is right up here. That's altar. God will not let you go out these doors without fulfilling you. If you stay here long enough, sometimes you got to hang in there a little bit. But it's worth it. Amen. Yeah, we got an awesome God. We got a really awesome God. Never want God to ever feel that I'm not grateful and not thankful to everything He's done for us. Even the bad times. You grow through the bad times. You get closer to Him through the bad times. There's a reason for all that. And if the only time you can praise God is when you're on the mountaintop, well, you probably got a problem. Because God sees everything that goes on in our life. He hears every prayer we ever prayed. And He answers it one way or the other, even if we don't even see it for 30 years. He'll answer it in prayer. So I just want God to know tonight that how much we love and appreciate Him. And I love that song that we sang, my tribute. That's a beautiful song. And it pretty much lays out what a child of God, how he feels about his God. And I got a major blessing during that song, just thinking about what God's done for me and for my natural and my spiritual family. He doesn't leave nothing undone with us. And you think about all the things you've tried and done in your life, and it never fulfilled you like God does. And I'm just happy to be here. Happy that God's happy with me. That's how I feel about it tonight. I feel like God's happy with me. And as long as God's happy with you, you can go through anything. Amen. Talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And when I was studying this, there was, even medically, they know when you're thankful and grateful that it does a lot to you emotionally. People that are thankful and grateful in any situation, and that only comes with the infilling of the Holy Ghost. They give you that joy unspeakable that you're happy even in the bad times. And just in my notes I put down, when you're thankful, worries cease, complaining disappears, and you have peace and joy in your heart. It spares you from complaining, being critical, angry, depressed. Being a depressed person is a tough situation. Thanksgiving has a wonderful effect on us. It has a soothing, peaceful quality about it. And the Bible's full of Thanksgiving. I mean, you can't hardly read a scripture there where it doesn't say something about thanking your God for what He's done for us. And I have a thankful heart tonight. So we're going to start out here and let's go to Psalms 107. You can always find something to thank God for. I don't care what's going on. You can always find something. And this first part, when we start reading, it's about, I bring it down to us today, that we're like fish out of water till we come to God. We're just always looking and never finding what we're looking for, and we just don't fit in. No matter how hard you try, you just don't fit in to the world. And so you're like you're in a desert looking around. What am I looking for? I mean, there's got to be more to life than this. And I liken these scriptures, these first ones that I'm going to read, to that. Psalms 107, and we'll start out in verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's us. We're the redeemed. And He gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. That's definitely us. We're from all over the country. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Think about your own life. You are not content. There's no way you're content without the Holy Ghost. You don't even know how uncontent you are till you get the Holy Ghost. Verse 5, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. I remember that feeling, that lack of hope. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. I got to say something. I felt that, but I didn't know it was God that I was looking for. But he did. He knows just exactly how to get each and every one of these people in this world if they got a love for the truth. There's nothing can stop them. He said, my sheep know my voice. And another they will not hear. You can hinder them, but you're not going to keep them from getting to where God wants them to be. Verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city of habitation. That New Jerusalem is where we're headed. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied that longing soul and filled that hungry soul with goodness. Amen. You can testify to that tonight, can't you? Oh, I love that forgotten. When I just think about how good he is, man, I can't keep it together. I just can't. He's an awesome God, man. I just highlighted a few things here that God's done in our life to get us closer to him. But the number one thing is you have to have a love for that truth for God to be able to do these things for you. And why some people have it and some people don't, I'll never know till we get there. But I praise God, so thankful that I do have that love for truth. And that's what brought me to Alaska 43 years ago. And I love living for God, and this is I was born for this. I just didn't realize it. Matthew, the 13th chapter, let's start out in verse 10. And the disciples came unto him, why speakest thou in parables? And he answered them, that's Jesus. He said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Okay, so if God's not a respecter of persons, what's the difference right here? The difference is because you really want to know the truth. You want to know. You don't want to find fault with it. You want to find a way around it. You want the truth. And when you want the truth, there's nothing can stop you. Nothing. Verse 12. For whosoever hath in him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. That means if you're hungry for God, he's going to give you over and above what you're hungry for. And whosoever has not, that means if you don't believe it, or don't only believe part of it, or don't really want any of it. He says, what understanding, whatever you do know, whoever has not, from them shall be taken away, even what they have. You don't ever want to be in that place where God blinds you to what's really going on. That happens. This is God's word. There's nothing to play with. When you're living for God, this is serious. This is nothing to play with. And I know we all go through them pretty well, God, you know. Yeah, he means what he says, and he says what he means in his word. And sooner or later, you're going to give an account for it. Sometimes you have to give an account for years for the things that you didn't do right in God. But there again, with his love and mercy, and because you're really sorry for what you do, he washes you under that blood, that communion, and you can go on. Don't ever let Satan keep you down because you stumbled and fell. He'll do that. Oh, you're never going to be able to do it. Yeah, you are going to be able to do it. It might take a while to get past it, but you're going to be able to do it. You got to trust God for that. That's one of the biggest lies that Satan ever put on a man that you can't repent and start over again. I don't care what you're doing. The only thing that's unforgivable is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. So, hey, if you got anything between you and God, get rid of it. He's here tonight. Verse 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Now this is really what the point of this whole scripture is, to be able to, what a blessing it is to be able to read this Bible and see and hear God's voice in it, telling you this is what you need to do. Everybody don't hear this word of God like you do. This is the Holy Ghost inspired, boy. There's enough in here that you can understand and learn about for salvation. But the deeper things, the real spiritual things that God's got for his people, people don't understand that. And that only comes from God. Like he said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Peter. Only the Spirit of God can reveal this stuff to you. Verse 14, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I shall heal them. See, that tells you right there, you don't have to be blind. That's a choice you make. You start putting limitations on God, and well, I don't like this, I don't like the way that is, well, I don't believe that. You're asking for trouble. He said, I've written what I've written, and it's up to us to obey it, not him to change his style for us. But I'll tell you what, there is nothing in this word that's bad for a man or a woman. This is all for our good, because he wants to spend eternity with us. Now, if he's bad for that, I don't know about that one. That's pretty rough to even think that way. I got to read that 15th chapter again. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. That can even happen after you've had the Holy Ghost and you've hardened your heart. That's for all mankind, not just for the sinner. That's for us when we've slipped and fell and started building these little walls up again that God took away when we got the Holy Ghost. And we put him back up, he's still here to hear our call if we're humble enough to ask for it. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You know, I've seen this in action before. I've seen this happen because it's happened to me. I got a little bit too big for my britches one time, and I had pretty good understanding at the time. And pretty soon I couldn't put two and two together in God's word. I couldn't figure it out. I could not do a Bible study the way I wanted to do it. And I knew it was God that took the understanding away from me. And it didn't take me long to get on my knees and, hey, what do I got to do to get things right here? I got to understand this word of God. And he did. He had mercy on me. But, I mean, I'm not unique. Every one of us has got issues. Every one of us sitting here. We need all the God we can get and all the mercy we can give out. So don't ever forget that. We have a tendency to get self-righteous sometimes. Verse 17, for verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. This is the most precious time to ever live in history right now. The most precious time. This generation shall not pass away till all this be fulfilled. That's us. Amen? Hey, that's us. Anybody excited about that? I am. Is it crazier it gets around here, the sooner I want to get out of here. And it's getting crazy. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. We can light a fire under somebody here tonight. Sometimes I think God's been too good to us. I really do. We get complacent. And that's human nature. But the only thing about that is you have to recognize it and do something about it. It's easy to slide into that. Everything's good. But you got to motivate yourself. And this Word of God will motivate you if you study it. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, and verses 14 through 17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And he learned them from his grandma and his mom. That means that us parents, we need to educate our kids as much as we can. Just what they get at Sunday school and at church is not enough. We need to read the scriptures at home and live a holy life in front of them. Don't do anything to cause them to stumble. Don't say anything to cause them to stumble. And verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He takes care of us, man. I mean, just think about how he makes it easy. If you just stay humble and study and pray, I mean, he just makes it easy. You look at his word, you understand what's going on in his word, you understand what's going on in your life, what's going on in other people's lives. And all you got to do is live a holy life for God. He works it all out. Amen. I mean, he just does. I get mad at myself sometimes because I think I have faith and I trust God and all that, but something really difficult comes up and I start questioning myself. Do I really have enough faith? Because I don't feel like I should even, have a little blank spot in there where I just don't completely trust God. And then when I see he works it out, it's embarrassing. I feel bad and I tell him, I'm sorry. I didn't trust you like I should have. God has no limitations on him. None. We're the one that's got the limitations. Verse 17. I better read 16 again. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I mean, how can it be any more simple than that? He tells you, if you stay close to him, pray, study, that he will open your eyes up. You'll understand what's going on around you. You'll be able to help those in need, and you'll be able to help yourself. Because he came to save us from ourselves. He said, I came to save you from your sins, not in your sins. Amen? Yeah. Let's go to John, the 4th chapter, or John 14. And this is another gift that he gave us. This is another thing. This is probably the most important thing that he ever gave us. It is the most important thing he ever gave us, now that I think about it. John 14, we're going to start out in verse 23. If a man loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. And here we go, bing. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all these things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So he gave him a snapshot. All the things that he did. You know, when this happens to you, this is the stuff I'm talking about. I mean, this is the kind of God we're talking about. God is awesome, man. When you really think about how cool God is, he's the coolest thing that ever happened to our lives. Verse 27, this is what everybody in the world is looking for, and you can't put a price tag on it. Peace I leave unto you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give it I unto you. But let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. God is the comforter, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in the world. Because things happen in our own lives, with our loved ones, with each other, that, you know, it's a life and death situation. And God comforts you through all that stuff. Because we know where we're going when we leave here. But when you got loved ones that you don't want to leave you right now, you all want to go together. And sometimes it gets a little close. I mean, we've had people here that have been real close. We got people here that got some health issues now. That's why we're really praying hard for this gift of healing. Somebody in this church has got that gift of healing. And we need it. We're going to need it more, too, as time goes on. Amen. This COVID stuff is not going away. I don't care how many vaccines they get out there. If it's not that one, there'll be another one coming down the line. The Bible teaches it. It says this in the end days, this is what's going to happen. It talks about the pestilences. It talks about earthquakes. It talks about all kinds of things. COVID is not going away. Maybe that name will go away, but something similar to that will be coming right down the line. And he says, for those who endure unto the end, they shall be saved. We're going to have to go through some stuff here, folks. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to go. And a lot of people don't want to hear about it. But you're not going to be able to stick your head in the sand when it's right there at your doorway. It's going to happen. And all we've got to do is stay close to God, and he'll work the rest of it out for us. It's a promise for him. And he can't lie. Amen? Let's go to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Just a couple of verses here. And that's pretty much what I was just saying about it. If you're humble and thankful to God, he's going to work it out. You don't have to worry about one thing. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication means humbly. Come before God humbly with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I mean, it can't be any plainer than that. We do what the scriptures teach, and we don't have nothing to worry about. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If we're grateful people for all the things that God's done for us, we're a blessing to God. We're his glory. We gotta live up to the calling. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. This is what I was talking about a little bit earlier. We can trust God that he'll never leave us or forsake us, and he doesn't have any limitations on him. None. He created all this stuff. He spoke it into existence. Do we trust him tonight? You know, he puts you in a position where you have to trust him. And if you don't, how do you think that makes him feel? It's not all about us. It's about him, too. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. We'll start out in verse 25. 25 to 31. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who has created these things, that bringeth out the host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from me, God? Nothing gets by God. He might let things go for a while, but nothing gets by him. He knows how we feel. If we got any bitterness or anger or anything that we've been carrying around for all these years, that needs to go. It really does. It needs to go because it's not pleasing to God, but it needs to go for us. That's like a big weight hanging on your back. And all it does is drag you down. It'll drag you all the way down if you keep it there long enough. Amen? And it's true. If somebody that carried a grudge and always made things even, if something happened to me in my other life that was wrong, I dealt with it. And I kept that in my mind till it was dealt with. Sometimes I couldn't even sleep at night till I took care of it. If God can take that away from me, he can take it away from anybody. Because I don't know anybody that was that bad when it comes to holding a grudge, having bitterness. Actually, the Bible talks about gall of bitterness. You know what gall is? Well, that's pretty bad. When you're that upset inside, I don't care what you act like or say or do or anything else. God's looking at our heart, man. If we got something in there that's not right, it's got to go. And we've talked about it before. Alice taught us about it. About if you got a splinter in your finger and it's not dug out, it'll fester till you get it out of there. It's the same way with bitterness. If we got something that's bothering us, let it go. It's not like we don't have. See, we got plenty of things ourselves that are not right with God. Period. Just because we're human beings. Not because you're out there doing anything. Just we got stuff. We're going to be overcoming to the day the trumpet sounds. So if you can't overlook anything that's ever happened to you, anything, what's he say? I can't overlook yours. I might put up with it for a long time and deal with you and have mercy and all that stuff on you, but there comes a point. If you don't get rid of something that's been in your heart for all these years, or all these weeks, or all these days, whatever, God's going to deal with that. And it's not going to be pleasant. God don't want to be mean to us. He wants us to be perfected. That's all he's trying to do. If we're going to rule and reign with him, we're going to have a heart that's forgiving, understanding, merciful, and loving to mankind. Because we're going to be dealing with people. That's going to be our job. And this is what this is, a training center right here. It's like a trade school, whatever, any way you want to look at it. We're in training. And we can't be what God wants us to be if we won't get rid of this stuff. We gotta get rid of this stuff. We gotta become the church that God's called us to be. Period. We got work to do, and we gotta have to have everybody on board to do it. Amen? And please, please don't scrutinize everything that comes across here. I don't say anything across this pulpit that's not here in black and white. Not one thing. So if it comes across this pulpit, I've sat in them seats myself and been really upset a few times. But I knew it was right. I knew it was right. I just didn't want to do nothing about it. And I didn't want anybody to tell me about it either. And sooner or later, you're going to have to humble yourself and come underneath that Spirit of God. That's what this is, the Spirit of God is dealing with us. You know, it's not easy to teach some of this stuff, but it has to be taught. And we have to pick up on it and obey it. We have to put our spiritual eyes and ears on and do what this Word of God says we got to do. I mean, we all want to spend eternity with him, right? Well, this is what we got to obey this. And he puts it on whoever's behind this pulpit's heart to bring some of these things out, what it needs to be brought up. So here we are. Verse 28. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching for his understanding. Like we said before, he's got it covered, man. We're not going to slide out of this thing. I don't care what we project out to the public. If we got something in our heart, it needs to be dealt with. Between you and him, you don't have to, unless it's something personal that you need to go to somebody about. But if there's bitterness and anger in your heart about something, you need to get rid of it. God will help you get rid of it. Like I said, if he did it for me, he'll do it for anybody. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Now, we know God's done all that for us. I wasn't feeling real good. I was talking to Lynn one day, and I goes, man, this would be a lot easier for me if I was feeling good to do these things. But then I thought about that scripture, in your weakness, I am strong. So, you know, hey, okay. I don't fight against it. Your natural mind, you know, kicks in there once in a while. But I don't have any problems with God or any of his ways or anything he wants me to do. But like I said, life is a lot easier when you're feeling good. But if you're not feeling good and you got some things to do, it takes a lot more effort. It takes a lot more effort to stay in the spirit too. Amen? Because it tries that Holy Ghost. I was talking to somebody a while back and they just would not let it go. And I finally said, are you just trying to find out how much Holy Ghost I got in me? I mean, that's about how it works. And praise God, I didn't go over the line, but I was getting close. And I didn't want that to happen. You can put the fire out. You can put the fire out. You just have to watch how you do it. And if it's something that you need to change, take it that way. Be humble about it. Okay. There's so much in God's word about human behavior. It's just, how are you going to make an excuse for anything? There's no excuses. I mean, he'll tell you exactly why you feel the way you feel and what you have to do about it to be pleasing to him. Amen? I mean, he's trying to help us out here. He's got a roadmap right here. Let's read 29 again. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Now what a promise that God makes to us people. No matter what is going on, how weary you are, how hopeless things look, he says he will lift you up and give you the strength to get through it. Amen. Let's go to Jeremiah, 29th chapter, and three verses. Because, you see, God's got plans for us. These are plans for eternity. You ever just like right now, sitting in church, do you ever think about God's looking down and looking at your heart and seeing how you're accepting or not accepting things, and think, you know, you're proud of your kids or something, and they do something, you're looking down at them, and you're thinking, man, I can't even believe that's my kid. Well, that's the way God looks at us when we're trying. All we got to do is try. That doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. That means try. Give it your best shot. He's got plans for us. He is a God of love and mercy. But he's got to be a little tougher when we won't listen. Jeremiah 29, 29th chapter, verse 11. For I know thy thoughts, that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. That expected end is eternity with him. That's his salvation and eternity with God. That's our end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I will hearken unto you. I'll listen to you. Especially, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. That's the key right there. If we will lay it all on the line and get down and just say, yeah, hey, I've been holding on to this stuff, or this is bothering me, or that's bothering me. Take it away from me, Lord. I just want you to be happy with me. He'll be right there. And he'll pour a blessing out on you. You can't stand. I've been there, man. I walked in them doors one time, and I was speaking in tongues before I even got to the first stairway there. I'll never forget that. That was the most awesome. Well, not the most awesome. I had a lot of awesome experiences. We all have. But man, I know that God was happy with me, man. I couldn't take it. I just melted. I'd been gone for 3 or 4 months. And just to be back in God's house and his presence and around his people. You know, being gone a long time is probably good for a lot of people. You really, really appreciate this place when you get home. There's nothing out in that world for me. Nothing. You got to make a living, you got to do this, you got to do that. But there's nothing out there for me. God's the center of my life. And he's always going to be. And it doesn't mean I don't want to go on a vacation once in a while or anything else. It just means I'm not going to put anything before him. And because of that, he's been extremely loving and merciful towards me. And all of us, actually. See, when I'm teaching this stuff, I relate it all to myself, my own walk with God, and how I feel about him and what he's done for me, and then what the scriptures teach. That's how it's brought out. And I know that I'm not unique. We all have our own story. I got one more scripture here. It's in Psalms. And God put this on my heart to finish it up with. Usually this is at a funeral or whatever, but I don't know. The way I read it the other day, it was just beautiful, the way God talks to his people and the way he feels about us. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That means he wants us to be holy because we're his glory. We're what the world sees of God. You know, we've talked about in a lot of different ways about the only Holy Ghost or the only God they'll ever see is your interaction with them, the way you live your life. Well, that's what that means right here. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. That's how we should feel every time we leave this church. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's where we all want to wind up. In a heavenly place with our God for eternity. Working for our God for eternity. Amen. I love you all. As we gather together here for Thanksgiving and Jesus' birthday and the things that are coming down the pike. Let's all be in one mind and accord with our families, friends, and if there's any, don't get stressed out about this time of year. Be a peacemaker. Love each other the way God loves us. And we'll have a wonderful month and a half, 2 months, and we'll come out of Watch Night of Victorious Church. And I'm excited about 2022. Amen. Okay. This is the dinner table up here. If you're hungry, this is where it's at.
Praise God. As Paul said, this altar is open for you. Come and receive everything that God has for you. Take this opportunity to give God your love and your worship and your thanks, and to lift up your brothers and sisters. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving your spirit to me. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. You shall be able to rise. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day.
Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. We shall be able to rise. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul, and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul, and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul, and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord.